Well, it's midday, and along the way, choose Voice for Veterans. On Radio St. Pete, online, it's time for information, some education, more entertainment, and conversation. We make it fun in the sun radio at your home, office, or on the run. Explore services that help veterans survive and keep your interests alive. It's Keep the Boss of the Beach now within your reach. On Radio St. Pete online, it's Voice for Vets. We're at your service and doing fine. Yeah, we're back, and I'm glad to have you back. And of course, we do it this way because we are going to tell you the rest of the story. And the VA Disability Compensation Plan is there to support veterans. It is there to support even some of the military. A VA who serve, whose service made an existing condition worse. And I'm going to say that again because most people don't get that. What happens is, here's a veteran who got a knee problem while serving. Years later, he's working for another company. He got laid off because of that knee problem. He gets help with disability compensation. You know, when people talk about this, I want them to understand that there's several ways to find out what you need. And if you're eligible, I work with some different people. And I want to say thank you to all of those who stand up for veterans. We support vets too. Coming up are some other things that's going to help support vets. And one of them is, of course, through American Veterans Alliance. And of course, U.S. and Latin Veterans Support Embassy. We know that there is an influx of people coming in this country, whether they're legal, illegal, or whatever. But as we know, the children of those will probably serve in the military. So we continue with a large Latin group coming to America. We want to make sure that they get the right ones who help us in the military. We want to thank all of our people at American Veterans Alliance. And we especially want to thank the young man with Veterans Health Network. We're going to talk a little bit more about the health of veterans and what they need to do if anything comes up where their health is compromised. What we do here at ontheairtoday.com with WVET, onlineradio.com, been around for many, many years. We pass on information. We try to continue to add new news, but we do bring back old news. And the reason we do that is because new veterans need to know some of the old stuff too. Survivor and guess what? Compensation. Survivor and dependent compensation. Learn about getting VA disability benefits as a surviving spouse, dependent child, or parent. That means if the son gets to be 21, goes overseas, something happens to him, and he passes, and that's, guess what? Compensation can also go to the parent if the parent is still alive. We want to thank everybody again for what they're doing during this hurricane season. Again, we're in Florida. We're in St. Petersburg. We go to Miami and Jacksonville and all those places in Florida, and we're going to say, so far, so good. Yeah, the beaches got beat up, but the inland is okay. Your orange juice is fine. The fruit is fine. But yeah, there's some million-dollar properties that are gone or destroyed. And we want to thank those veterans who have stood up in their communities and helped out. I've noticed on all the news and stuff, nobody's mentioning that. We also want to thank those who are reaching out to make sure that the veterans are being taken care of. Again, this is Keith, the Boss of the Beach, and we want to say thank you for all that you do. Now, I want to touch on one other subject right here because it makes sense. And that is, manage your veterans' disability benefits. What do you do with managing? Know what your rating is. File your claim for a disability increase, even if you don't think you're going to. Man, I've been trying to do it anyway. Because things change. And when things change, new things come down and new things come by, you get the benefit. Change your VA direct deposit if you need to. If someone has passed or moved on and you get the benefit, go ahead. I can't recommend where you change it to, but I can say thank you for doing it. We want to protect those spouses, and we want to protect those children. And when I say spouses, now I might mean the men, because a lot of our military are women. And all of the things that women are going through, they deserve to be taken care of, just like men were all the years. We have a lot of women who are in the military, who are getting out, and they have done well. And we want to make sure that when they say spouses, don't get left out. I did that. One day I'm going to make me a t-shirt, and it's going to have a man looking over, and somebody's going to say to him, hey, thank you for your service. And he's going to point to her and say, she's the one who served. I want to thank all of those women who served and the men who stuck by them. We're going to say thank you for listening to that information, because that's very, very, very important. Now, file additional forms for your disability claim. Keep up with the information, because it made me a new form to bring you back to where you thought you were and where you're going to go. Please review the information sent to you, because it's on, like I say, it's on like Donkey Kong. Do it. Get your benefits. Make life better for you and your family, because the government is here to help. Now, we're going to talk a little bit about what's coming up. That's going to be an election. No matter what you think, go out and vote. Go out and vote, because you veterans are a powerful force when it comes to voting. Go make the difference. Go out and vote. I want to say to everybody, thank you, thank you, thank you. And as we always do, Tim, thank you, Tim. He always comes up with a little music. So we're going to throw in what I love best, the music. The only universal language is music. And even out on the battlefield, you can play some good stuff. And all those musicians who continue, especially our musicians who are veterans, please continue to do the music. Oh, you know, we're right here and we give out information. We want everybody to know, you know, sometime when you see something, you see the word press releases, you want to know what the press release was about, where there's a way to find it right now. Veterans.house.gov. I'm going to say it again. Veterans.house.gov. And when you go to this website, you're going to see that there are a lot of things that are being taken care of through the House Committee on Veterans Affairs. That's the group of people up there at the House standard in the House of Representatives. And of course, the Senate. They are there for the battle for the veterans. And it says about the website, the news, events, issues, and subcommittees, legislations, and of course, a way to contact. Now, what's the difference here? They finally figured out a way for people to reach out and get a lot of the information that comes with standard press releases. You can search browser news and start off by searching by keyword. If you say Agent Orange, it pops up. Can't think of that? Subcommittee. What subcommittee is? You're in a state, you can pull it up and find out what subcommittee and send it by the subcommittee. Search by congressional session. And then search by month and year. What that means is if something's been passed recently, just put the month in and the year and let's see what pops up. We thank you. We thank you. And I'm thanking the government for whoever did this has now laid it out where people can actually do something and find out something. Today, House Appropriations Committee, remember, of course, that's Mike Garcia, stepped up and said to the Military Construction and Veterans Affairs Committee and committees who support Veterans Affairs in all these areas, especially veterans benefits, guess what? The battle is being won. We want to thank you. And this website gives you a lot of ways to see that. I want everybody, if you happen to be in front of your computer, click on news and then follow the prompts. Read about it. House Republicans press Biden and Harris administration on VA healthcare budget shortfall, including pharmaceutical costs. We're looking to get a little bit more out of this situation, and pharmacies are one of them. Again, I want to thank you for taking this information. Don't forget that you can get it again at veterans.house.gov or on theairtoday.com. We do information, and this is A Voice for Veterans. 96.7 FM if you're in St. Petersburg, and on theairtoday.com if you're around the world. And you can join us with several events coming up. Look for them and support. We support vets too. That's everybody. Churches, airplane people. And I'm going to say everybody, the schools, the corporations, the banks, and of course, the little man, support your veteran community. Thank you again. This is Keith, the boss of the beach, and I am ready to go for the next show. So I want you all to look out for me. Somewhere coming up very soon is the first annual Veterans Cellathon. And what that means is we're going to be able to take care of veterans through the cell phones worldwide. Yep. Keith, the boss of the beach, is doing it again. We want to thank those who have supported us and thank the new ones, and especially those who are moving to the future. All the young people, please don't forget, we support vets too. Thank you over there, Joe Bardot and the team, and thank everybody for their support. Hope you enjoy the information. You can always go and get it on theairtoday.com. Just click on the top red button and it will tell you where you can find information related to your veteran support system. As I say, and that's the rest of the story. And Keith, the boss on the beach, Biggs Radio, and all those pushing it around the world, over and out with a shout.